Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome
to the
Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. And we'll definitely help you out with whatever we can this season. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
My issue that I'm having on the septic mound, it used to be a fairly wide-bladed grass. I don't know what kind it was, but a lot of weeds are starting to fill in with it. My thoughts were is to spray some on to kill everything that's on the mound and plant a new grass. And I'm not really sure what type of grass. Somebody told me bent grass would be a good grass, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, so are you looking for kind of this like a twofold type question? One, to get rid of what to spray to get rid of, and two, what to put after the fact?
Correct.
Okay. How far up in New Hampshire are you?
The Lakes region.
Okay. So, you know, is this something you're looking to do now, or is this something that could wait till the spring?
Well, it could wait till the spring. I was thinking maybe it might be a bad time to try to plant some grass.
Yeah, so with the days getting colder, germination takes longer. So normal on most grass seed can take anywhere from 14 to 21 days. Some will take 7 to 10 days, but they're more like a rye grass. It's a little bit, they'll have a little bit more annual grass versus perennial grass that you're looking for. So I'd be waiting to seed till the spring, but. So all that being said, there are multiple products you can use. You said it's above the septic system?
Yeah, across the top of it. The mound is probably about 30, 40, 50 yards from the house downhill. You don't even really see it. But I want to try to keep it healthy where, you know, I'm thinking the weeds might not be a good thing to be growing up in it.
Yeah, so, trying to keep that top healthy would be great to do. If you're worried about it going down, I mean, it's not like it's on the leach field, so I might not worry about using, you could use a synthetic versus organic. Up to you on how you want to do it. I'll give you both options. If you wanted to use synthetic, you could use cleanup from Bonide. That's a synthetic product that will kill everything that's there. Because that's kind of what you're looking to do is just get rid of what's ever there and start fresh. You can actually turn around in about 10 to 14 days and respray. Re-seed is what I meant to say. If it didn't, say it didn't kill everything, you could actually respray in about 10 days if you had to. So that's a That's part of it. So that would be something that's a synthetic. Or you could use an organic product along the lines of Burnout or Burnout 2 from Bonide. You could also use Adios from Natural Alternative. Those are some great products that are organic that basically you need the sun to help get rid of them. From there, you know, it's up to you on how you want to proceed with the grass seed. You know, is it a full sun area, I'm kind of assuming?
Yeah, definitely full sun, yeah.
So there's multiple grasses that will go in there. Bent grass will definitely will grow in the full sun. You could also look at any of the bluegrass. Bluegrass would definitely grow. It loves the sun. And, you know, a ryegrass or a fescue, really up to you. You know, it might make sense to take a look at the rest of the lawn. And a lot of the lawns in New England have a mixture of, like, ryes and fescues and maybe some bluegrass. So maybe it's just trying to continue that throughout. Go ahead.
Could I interject something, yeah. Patrick?
Sure.
Like I said, this is not near the house, and the grass that was on it, it grew fairly tall, but it you didn't really have to cut it. And, you know, like I said, it's not really a lawn feature at the house. That's downhill away from the house, so the mound is... you know, basically not really visible from the house. Just doesn't really want to protect it.
Okay. So so if you're not worried, you could put the bent grass. The thing about bent grass is some of it is a creeping type bent grass, right? Mm-hmm. And it will take over most of the yard. The other thing that it does is at the end of the summer when the heat starts to hit, it turns mm-hmm. brown and it kind of looks dead. So that's the downfall of using bent grass in the area. Again, it will, you know, you don't have to take care of it as much. You know, golf courses use it and they keep it real low. So it's not a big deal. But that's just one of the downfalls of it, especially in your own area. But if it's not something mm-hmm. to feature in the yard, I see no problem using it by any means.
Okay. That sounds I think the way to go is, but like I said, I really don't even want to, you know, constantly ride on it, the top of it to cut the
gotcha.
Vegetation that's on it. But the weeds seems how you know they intermingled, and this year they've taken over pretty well. And I figured it, a good grass on top of it's better than having the weeds. Some of them, I guess, they have pretty deep roots. It's not good for the septic mound.
Yeah, so, yeah, you don't, that's kind of one of the things I was going to get into is you don't want to get those, like, drought-tolerant type grasses because the drought-tolerant type grasses throw deeper roots. So you just, that's what you're not looking for. You're kind of that low system. So just one other thing when it comes to the bent grass is, so when it goes dormant later on in the season, sometimes you might see some annual weeds go through there. So just be aware. But again, it's a nice, easy one to not worry about, and kind of, let over, because what it does is it'll just bend over, like it'll like fall over onto the lawn. It doesn't get that high, a high grow to it. You could also say you just can't find bent grass. Look for a grass seed that has what's called chewings fescue. Okay. That is, it's almost like a vine like this that creeps into the yard, but it kind of stays low and goes over. So that's another option. Just if you couldn't find bent grass, you know, a lot of the ryes will go deeper, the newer blends of them. So yeah, you're right on with the bent grass, or you could look for like the chewings fescue, because that will creep onto the lawn as well instead of going okay. high, what you're looking for.
Even though it's not a lawn feature, like I said, it's not really you don't really see it from the house. It's down in the field. And do you think it's something that should be maybe weed and feed it to keep it growing well?
Yeah, so, you know, the bent grass, you just have to take a look because some of the weed and feeds will actually say do not use on bent grass. Certain types. So when you purchase what you're looking for, you know, in the weed and feed, whichever brand you use, just do a double check on it.
Okay.
Because I'd hate for you to spend this money to get the bent grass growing and then go from there. Because, you know, bent grass to some people is actually a weed. Just because of what they see. So just take a look at the back of the package. Sometimes it'll say don't use on like zoysia grass and bent grass and one other. So just that's the only caution I would look at when it came to like a weed and feed.
Mm-hmm. Is cemetery grass another name for bent grass?
To be honest, I haven't heard that. It might be because they're trying to look at just less maintenance. So that could be. I'd have to look that one up. I do apologize. I don't know that one off the top of my head.
All right, Patrick. I appreciate the information. You have a nice day, you and your family.
You too, Paul. Thank you for the call. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time to be calling in to where we can help you out with all of your gardening questions. So feel free to do that. We'll do everything we can to help you out. As I said about a half hour ago, so maybe some of the new listeners at the moment, we won't be doing the Christmas wreaths this year. My brother Jason has a different florist that he's working for out of Portland, South Portland, Maine, called Fleur de Lis. He's joined their team a number of months ago, but he's so busy helping people create memories with beautiful flowers. Not enough time for him to move with that, and just something that we just couldn't do this season. So I wanted to pass that on because we are getting a few emails, we're getting a few Facebook messages, those types of things. So I just want to pass that on to everyone. So unfortunately it won't be this year. Maybe in the future, not really sure, but we'll do everything we can to see where we can find a good alternative going forward. So something to look to in the future. Now the sun's out, looking good out there, a little chilly this morning, still time to get out into the garden to finalize a few things, right? There's some rain coming tomorrow, so if you haven't put that winter fertilizer down, maybe put it down tonight or today, and we can get that fertilizer down and into the soil a little bit. So definitely still time to do it. This time of year we're on that extra step, right? You know, that fifth application. I talk about it a lot because I do think it is very important to put down. Something to do. As far as putting like grass seed down, you need the temperatures above 50 degrees. current soil temperatures. That's what we're looking for. The soil temperatures need to be above 50 degrees. We're looking at currently right now in Lowell, where I am, is 40 degrees in the soil. Everything else, you know, the 24-hour average is 47. So it creeps up there, but it doesn't get high enough. And our five-day average is 41.6. So the further you go up, obviously, in New England, the colder it will be in the soil. You can go further down, obviously, you know, towards the Cape. Some of the Cape might actually have some cooler soil temperatures at the moment. I'll take a look. I have a soil temperature map. Yeah, it's there at 47 degrees currently. Average is about 50 degrees, so we're right teetering on the end of putting down some grass seed. It's just we're getting to that point. Grass seed time's over. Put that final winterizer down to get the grass ready for next year. What it also does is it helps during the winter overwinter it, so that first application that you put in the spring is even more effective. You're thinking about the future with the lawn. You're thinking about what you're going to do for next year. So don't let this whole year go to waste. Get in there. If you haven't done a fifth application or late winter fertilizer, still time to do it. It would just be a winterizer from any of the products that are out there that you could use. But I suggest putting it down today. So tonight into tomorrow, it'll rain. Get it into the soil. Mix it in while the soil isn't frozen. So I think you're going to be okay to do that now. So just some thoughts, last minute thoughts to get ready for next season. Going forward, it's probably going to be a bit colder, so you never know if we'll have a chance to do it again. But if you have some questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got 2.5 hours left in the show, so plenty of open lines. So if you have a question, it doesn't have to just be about outside. It can be about houseplants. It can be about that type of stuff. Up to you. But give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. So it's, you know, get out there today and enjoy the day before this. It's about an inch of rain coming tomorrow. So try to enjoy it today before the football day starts, right, if that's what you like to watch in the show, in the, at the house today. Phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Trump campaign lawyer Sidney Powell says there's so much voter fraud from the 2020 election, it's taking some time to get everything ready to present to the American people. She claims widespread voter fraud, specifically tied to Dominion's voting systems and potentially a pay-for-play scheme with GOP Governor Brian Kemp. Ms. Powell on Newsmax TV Saturday.
That judge was appointed by President Obama. We really don't expect to win a lot of the district court cases, but ultimately the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court will have to get it right. We're very clear on the law and the facts on multiple issues, and we haven't even begun to present the big fraud case yet that I am still working on. And it's going to be a blockbuster.
The Trump lawyer also says Georgia is probably going to be the first state she's going after. Democrat leaders continue to press this was the fairest election in U.S. history. USA Radio News. Israel says its military struck Hamas targets in Gaza in response to a rocket attack. The Israel Defense Forces on Sunday said the Israeli Air Force struck two rocket ammunition manufacturing sites, a military compound, and underground infrastructures. A rocket was fired at Israel from the Gaza Strip on Saturday evening, according to the Army. The Army statement gave no further details, but emergency services said they had no notifications of anyone wounded, and Israeli media said that the projectile fell on open ground. Large crowds of protesters gathered outside the Georgia State Capitol Saturday as part of a nationwide Stop the Steal protest. Georgia on Friday certified their results in the state. With many counties in Georgia forgetting to add ballots to the count, its validity is in question. The count dropped a 12,000-vote lead out of 5 million votes cast. Governor Brian Kemp said now, with the certification done, the law allows President Trump's legal team to officially call for a recount. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Elliot's in southern New Hampshire.
Elliot, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yay. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning.
I have a holly bush that got that disease this spring, and I cut back like 80% of it. And okay. It looks pretty awful. I'm wondering, is it going to come back, or should I just pull it out?
Well, so when did you prune it back?
A couple of months ago.
Okay, and has any new growth started to pop at all?
No.
Yeah, I don't. If you hadn't seen any new growth in the past couple months, I think it's not doing well.
DOA, yeah.
what I would almost suggest doing, just scratch some of the bark and see if it's green underneath. If it's not if it's not green underneath, it's not, not living. But it's, if you started to see a little bit of growth, it might come back. But the only way right now to tell would just be to scratch the bark and see again. If it's brown underneath, then it's no good.
Okay, I have another one 50 feet away. I believe one's a male and one's a female.
Yes, there's a male and a female when it comes to the hollies.
Okay, how do I determine which is which if I want to get another one?
So the one of them will have berries at this time of year. If the one that you still have does not have berries left, if it doesn't have any berries, then that means that's the male. The female is the one that has the berries on it.
Okay. It looks like the female is the dead one.
Yep. Okay. So, yeah, because it's so the male can be about 50 feet away to still pollinate. So that's probably it would make the most sense for that.
Okay. Yeah. The other thing is the one that's dying is 6 feet tall and like 7 feet wide. It's huge.
Well, yeah, that's tough, and it's not easy to get a new one in there about that same size.
Right, right.
Right.
So wait till the spring and put a new one in.
Yeah, what I would...
A male and female, right?
Yeah, so you can still use that same male that's there to pollinate. You don't have to get a new one. As long as it's in the same family of holly. Like if it's the Meserva holly, which is most likely, just make sure you get a Meserva type female holly.
And how do you determine by the shape of the leaf or something like that?
So there are ways, but a lot of the garden centers will have it labeled that way. The majority of the hollies that you'll see out there right now will be the Meserva type hollies. There's some other ones. So it's a darker green leaf, but you also there's another variety out there, like a China Girl. That one has a light green leaf to it, so that wouldn't be the one that you would want to get. So you're looking more, like I said, to the darker green leaves. In the spring, it might even have, like, white little flowers on it. Sometimes even the male. Sometimes, to be honest with you, even the male. We'll have a few flowers just to help with the pollination, obviously. Local garden center will have them. They definitely do have a lot of different varieties, but just check in for the Meserve type holly.
Okay, so I clip off a piece and bring it to the garden center, and they'll know what it is.
Need to, honestly. A lot of I can almost guarantee you, because the majority of the hollies that have been around for years are the Meserva type hollies, unless it was one where it was very... the leaves were very, like, had... it wasn't like thorns, but it was very sharp. Some of the hollies, they seem sharp, but then if you get to some of the others, like a castle spire or what they call a dragon lady holly, those almost feel like needles compared. So I would assume that you have the American Meserva type holly.
Yeah, I think you're right. Thank you very much, and I like your show.
Thank you so much, Elliot. You have a great rest of your day and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know we do have another call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Mark is in northern Minnesota.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. How can we help you?
I'm going to take a couple. I got a multi-question here. I've got some oak trees and some fruit trees I'm going to trim off.
Okay.
Do you recommend putting anything over the cut?
You know what? I don't. There are some like pruning sealers out there. I'm not a fan of them. What they are is sometimes, a lot of the times actually, they're going to be like black. So it's going to be a different color than what the tree looks like. And say there's an issue inside and some sort of disease inside, it traps it in there, or any insects in there, like boring type insects, it'll trap it in there and won't let it out through that. Sometimes it will allow it. So I don't like using it.
Okay. I've got pretty much a sand base under my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it burns up pretty fast. Would you recommend any kind of a grass that would grow good on pretty much a grass or a sand base?
Okay, now is it sunny, sun and shade, or?
Most of it's just sunny out front.
Okay, so most is sun?
Yep.
So there's a couple things you could actually do. One, you could add some compost just to the top dress, the soil, to add to it, to add a little bit of grit to the soil, which, you know, could help. But, I still think you could use, like, a fescue or a ryegrass. You're probably going to get a little bit colder quicker than some of the lower parts of the states. So, like, a bent grass might do a little bit better because of the cool weather longer. But if you get some of that extreme heat, it turns it brown, so that might not be the way to go. Ryes and fescues are good. They'll have a deeper root system, and they'll try to travel down to get the nutrients. So it might not be a bad thing for them to go further down to try and anchor a little bit.
Would you recommend I put on, like, a crabgrass, blackgrass killer in the spring and then try some seed?
Yeah, so you can actually do both at the same time. There is a product out there that does a crabgrass preventer and a seed starting fertilizer all in one. So it's a little bit more expensive compared to just buying, like, the crabgrass preventer. What it does is it knows the difference between grass seed and weed seed of the crabgrass. If you don't want to wait, you can do it that way, or you can get rid of the crabgrass. And then you have to wait about 6 weeks prior to putting down new seed. One of the things that I like about the crabgrass preventer with seed-starting fertilizer is crabgrass comes up multiple times, but crabgrass also needs empty spaces a little bit, needs a little bit more soil to push through. So if you can seed early by prevent the crabgrass at the same time, it's like a double whammy on the crabgrass. This preventer is going to hold that crabgrass back, but allow the regular seed to come through. So it's a two for one type special there. So that's how I would do it personally. You could just do a crabgrass preventer and then start, like, 6 to 8 weeks later, but that would be up to you.
Sure. Our short growing season up here, I'd say better do it all at once.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it, to be honest. It's a little bit more money. You can usually only get it in, like, a 6,000 square foot bag. But it's definitely worth it. And then using a fescue is probably going to be, fescue is going to be your best bet, to get some of the deeper roots. You could even look at, like, the zoysia grass. But again, up to you on how you want to do it. Fescue is going to be the one that almost has a little bit more natural look to it, throughout the lawn.
Okay. And then in the backyard, whoever lived here before, I don't know if they had regular raspberries, but I think they've got a disease and they're spreading all over. And, of course, they don't produce anything. Is it just me? I just got to keep digging them up?
Yeah, so if you just want to get rid of them, you could be using, a synthetic product, something along the lines of, like, called Cleanup. Cleanup kills everything that's there. Just to kind of eradicate it, so it just doesn't keep popping back. Some of these things will reproduce. You might not see, it doesn't go to berry, but it might go to seed and produce more throughout that. So that might be your best bet, and having to spray it a couple times during the growing season. Two to three applications might actually kill it back enough where it's not going to pop through, and keep coming back.
And I should wait to plant another, if I replanted some type of raspberries, blackberries, whatever, I should wait a year, you think?
So not necessarily a full year. You can look at the package. The package will say you can reseed in 14 days. I'd wait a little bit longer, especially something that, you want to eat, right? Yep. The other thing you could be doing is instead of just killing everything, you said that, you know, raspberries are growing there, you can start to thin out some of the old, you know, branching in the early spring. So I'm assuming the raspberries are going to still be showing in the spring. You don't cut them back right now. What they do is they'll... Some of the older canes on raspberry need to be cut down every couple seasons so that the new canes, but that, you know, it's a year old cane, can actually produce that fruit. So if you actually clean up some of it, thin it out, you might be able to pop some new raspberries in between some of these going forward instead of just killing everything and having to wait a number of, you know, weeks or months. That would be a way to do it without having to just kill everything and maybe get some production out of the ones that were already there.
Yeah, I just saw a few little tiny things. And if I remember right, years and years ago, I think it's a disease that the raspberries get that they don't produce.
Yeah, so there is the disease, but what will happen is as the branching gets older, that's been there for a number of years, they don't produce as much as well.
Right.
So you're looking for one-year-old stems or two-year-old stems. When they get to be 4, 5, 6 years old, the stems, they don't produce as much, and that could be part of it as well.
Sure.
All right, Mark.
Well, thank you.
You have a great rest of your day. Enjoy Thanksgiving.
You all, bye. Thanks.
We'll be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from bioadvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Hey, we got Marla in Greenfield, Mass.
Marla, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Just a simple question. Last fall, I bought a white aster, just your basic standard, you know, small, low to the ground with the flowers. And it came back this season, but the stems shot way up, and it became a tall aster with little white flowers on the end. Not sure why that happened exactly, but it was fine. But so for this year, I left the foliage, and I don't know, do I cut that back now? Should I leave it till the spring? I'm curious what's going to happen next year if it comes back short or tall.
Okay, so you got the, it's obviously a perennial aster.
Yes.
So there's a couple things to this. It's not just about, pruning later in the end of the season, but it's about also thinning them out during the season. and cutting them back after they flower. They don't necessarily need to be pruned.
They're not one that is one that you're sitting there saying, I always have to prune them. So if you kind of let them go one season, it's not a big deal. But what I would be looking to do, is if you're looking to keep them smaller or ones that they're not just going to be staked over winter, cut them back. Prune them back to a couple inches below the ground, above the ground. But what I would look at doing is during the growing season is I would be thinning it out a little bit during the season. So because the asters tend to get mildews. They tend to get like that white powdery on there that can affect them.
Okay.
The other thing is, it basically looking at it and going like 1 in 3 stems is what you're looking to cut back, to thin it, if that's what you're doing. If it's only so small, maybe it's, 1 in 5. But you're looking to get some airflow going through there just to help with not having any of the mildew. Okay?
Okay.
Another thing you can be doing... excuse me, I'm sorry. You can pinch them back a little bit in mid-spring to early summer to get rid of, to keep them a little bit smaller and to, get them just to get thicker and bigger for you long-term. So that would be, something mid-spring to early summer is the time frame. So you're looking at some of the new growth. And you can actually, pinch back the first or second set of leaves on the top of it, pinch it back by a couple, just to make it stay smaller. It's kind of like a Montauk daisy. The Montauks that we want to stay smaller, we prune multiple times during the season, whereas an aster you can prune or thin out mid-spring to early summer to help you with that.
Okay.
Okay, so that way you can kind of keep it smaller like you're looking for a little bit. Okay?
Yep. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, Marla, you have a great rest of your day and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 6-1, and we do have some open lines, so feel free to give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. It's getting sunnier and sunnier as the day goes on, but tomorrow it looks like it's going to rain for most of the day, so today is a good day to get out there versus tomorrow. The rest of the week should be fine, maybe a little bit more rain towards the end of the week, but we need it, right? We need it for next year. We need that rain. We need to bring that water table back up. We'll get out of the drought, because just because we hit to a different season doesn't mean the drought ends. It's not hot anymore, so we don't think of that drought, but the drought's still here. So we want this rain. Have it during the week, right, so we can enjoy our weekends. So if you have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. We'll be gone for a couple minutes here, but when we get back, more of your gardening questions. We'll be back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.